Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Colleen from Lunenburg.
Hi, Colleen.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Also, she has her daughter Emma in the car. Emma's 21, and they are on their way to an appointment at Children's Hospital there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because once you go to Children's, man, you're there for life.
Indeed.
Right? You just keep going back.
Well, she's 21. We've been there since she was 7 weeks.
Wow.
So we're never leaving. The best place ever.
Colleen, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Good luck.
You too. Thank you. Thank you.
Trivia questions. They are all about pop culture. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. Question number one. Travis Barker isn't just overcoming his fear of flying after his plane crash, but he's raising some money, too. He sold personal boarding passes for $8,000, and a portion of the proceeds will be donated to Lost But Not Forgotten, which is a teen adoption agency that helps families in need. Who is Travis Barker married to?
Kardashian.
Okay, there are a lot of them.
That's a little vague.
I know, but they're all kind of a scheme. Let's see. Travis would be married to not Kim. Rule her out. Let's go with Chloe.
All right.
I don't know.
Question number two. Hilary Swank turns 50 today. She won the Best Actress Oscar twice. One of them was for a boxing movie. Name the movie.
Million Dollar Baby.
Question number three. Katy Perry is getting ready to launch her next song, Lifetime. Or Lifetimes, excuse me. And the new song will apparently be inspired by house music. Finish the lyric to this Katy Perry song that reached number one. Take a listen.
Hit the boulevard? Yeah, okay. Emma says hit the boulevard.
Question number four. Today in 1966, the first ever feature film about Batman was released, starring the OG Batman, Adam West. Decades later, Adam West had a voice acting role as himself, playing the mayor of Quahog. I always screw that up. Playing the mayor of Quahog in which TV show until his death in 2017?
Can you give me a multiple choice? I have no idea.
All right. Question number five. Team USA's men's gymnastics team took home their first team medal in 16 years yesterday as they captured a bronze in an incredible showing. Can you name four of the six events for the male gymnasts?
Rings. Bars.
What kind of bars?
I'm going to go with the
hurdle.
Oh, a hurdle, Emma. Good one.
A hurdle, yeah.
Parallel bars.
Okay.
And I guess, do they do floor? I guess they do floor.
No, floor has to do with the other stuff that we just made.
All right, so hurdles.
All right, now I got it. You gave me four.
Okay, we're going to do those four.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Well, that was fun.
I like the way you two process your answers.
Yeah.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Colleen and her daughter Emma got two out of five.
Two out of five.
Yeah.
Well done.
I liked the three.
I would have loved to give you five, but I just can't.
Yeah, so so close on some of those answers. Travis Barker, these are tough, Kennedy. Travis Barker isn't just overcoming his fear of flying after his plane crash, but he's raising money. He sold personal boarding pass for $8,000, and a portion of the proceeds will be donated to Lost But Not Forgotten, which is a teen adoption agency that helps families in need. Who is Travis Barker married to?
It's Courtney.
That is correct. It is Courtney.
But you're not playing anymore.
Yeah,
so.
It's Kennedy.
I know. We know Kennedy was going to get it.
That's true. Kennedy was going to get it. Maybe you don't want to yell out the answers. It would help you. I did forget to tell you that, though, so that's on me.
I mean, it's implied. We live in a society.
My bad. That's my fault. I should have told you that after Kennedy was back tonight, just blurt out the answers once you remember them. My fault. My bad. I'm a bad host.
That's all right. We're going to get through it together.
I slapped myself on the hand. Bad host.
Bob Barker would never.
Hilary Swank turns 50 today. She won the Best Actress Oscar twice, once for a boxing movie. What was it called?
Million Dollar Baby.
2-1. Katy Perry is getting ready to launch her next single, Lifetimes. Kennedy finished the lyric to this Katy Perry song that reached number one. Take a listen.
Am I giving you the line or the song?
Yes. No, finish the lyric.
Oh, I don't know.
So we hit the boulevard. That's what I was looking for. 2-2. Today, 1966, the first ever feature film with Batman was released, starring the OG Batman, Adam West. Decades later, Adam West had a voice acting role as himself, playing the mayor of Quahog, in which TV show until his death in 2017?
Family Guy.
3-2. Question.
What was it?
Family Guy.
Oh, okay.
Team USA's men's gymnastic team took home their first team medal in 16 years yesterday as they captured a bronze in an incredible showing. Can you name four of the six events that the male gymnasts compete in?
So there's floor, pommel horse, obviously, the rings, and the parallel bars.
Also the vault and the horizontal bar, or the high bar. I'm sorry, the hurdle was not in there. No hurdles. That is correct, Kennedy. 4-2 is the final score. Ooh. Nice job. A silver medal performance. Colleen, Emma, you still with us?
We are here.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in and playing this morning. You don't get the cash, but you have won yourself a pair of tickets to Gold Over America Tour happening October 6th at the TD Garden. You can watch Simone Biles and other of your favorite stars from the gymnastics world leap into action. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, but you're going for free, okay?
Hey!
Awesome, thank you.
All the best flippers will be there.
Yes, that is right. And what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Colleen and Emma from Lunenburg, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Jordan from Hanover.
Hi, Jordan.
Hi, Kennedy.
Listen to what Jordan is doing, Kennedy.
Okay.
In grad school, full-time, studying criminology.
So cool.
It sounds cooler than it is.
I doubt that.
What is your favorite crime podcast and why?
Ooh, I listen to Crime Junkie a lot. They have good stories on there.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Practice walking.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Singer Kate Bush turned 66 today. Her 1985 song, Running Up That Hill, was brought back into pop culture in 2022 when it was used on which TV show?
I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. Some of it took place in the Upside Down.
In the Upside Down?
Oh, wow. You really don't know.
I really don't know.
It can't get much more hintier than that.
I don't know.
Wait.
I don't know.
What did you say?
I said Stranger Things.
Question number two. Channing Tatum surprised fans at a performance of Magic Mike Live in Vegas. Unfortunately, his shirt stayed on, Dan. I know that makes you sad.
Tough luck.
What is the name of the character played by Matthew McConaughey in Magic Mike who owns the club they all dance at?
Oh my God. I've never seen Magic Mike. I've never seen like any movies. I don't know that one.
Question number three. Shaboozy's a bar song, Tipsy, is now number one in the Billboard Hot 100 for a third week, actually. Finish the lyric to the song. Take a listen.
Who's stepping on the table? She don't need a dance floor. Oh my good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know.
I'm so much better at this, not on the radio. I don't know.
Question number four. Lisa Kudrow celebrating her 61st today. She plays Phoebe on Friends. Which song was Phoebe best known for singing at Central Perk?
At something.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're tracking.
At. Loud Cat? Billy Cat?
Question number five. Snoop Dogg is going viral for his hilarious badminton commentary at the Olympics yesterday. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend you check it out. Now, in badminton, what is the projectile competitors hitting back and forth officially called?
A birdie?
That's the nickname for it, but I'm looking for the official name.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
Because I'm a 12-year-old boy, I need the actual name. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
No. Who are you talking to?
My mom's here.
What's your mom's name?
Christine.
All right.
Well, Christine's going to love you no matter what.
Jordan got 1 out of 5, Kennedy.
A bit of an assisted suit.
I'm proud of that.
These are tough. Here we go. Singer Kate Bush celebrating her 66th birthday today. Her 1985 song, Running Up That Hill, was brought back into pop culture in 2022 when it was used on which TV show?
Stranger Things.
Yes, Stranger Things. Tied at one.
I got that.
Channing Tatum surprised fans at a performance of Magic Mike Live in Vegas. Unfortunately for producer Dan, though, his shirt stayed on. What is the name of the character played by Matthew McConaughey and Magic Mike who owns the club they all dance at?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember. I don't know.
Dallas.
Right.
Tied at one. Shaboozy's a bar song, Tipsy, number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for a third straight week. Finish the lyric to the song.
Who's stepping on the table? She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know.
Nobody. Me and Jack Daniel got a history.
That is correct.
Song's a banger. I love it.
2-1. Question number four. Lisa Kudrow celebrating her 61st today. She played Phoebe on Friends. What song was Phoebe best known for singing at Central Perk?
Smelly cat, what are they feeding you?
Not silly cat, smelly
not
cat.
Not silly.
So close. 3-1. Question number five. Snoop Dogg is going viral for his hilarious badminton commentary at the Olympics yesterday. If you've not seen it yet, Kennedy.
Oh, he's just the best. He's what we need.
It's good.
In badminton, what is the projectile competitors are hitting back and forth officially called?
A shuttlecock.
It is a shuttlecock. Yes, it is called a birdie.
What the heck?
Well, you learned something today, Jordan.
Yep.
I learned something today, yes.
Tell all your classmates about the shuttlecock. 4-1 final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but Jordan, we really do appreciate you listening and calling in to play.
And mom, month. Too.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
What do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Jordan from Hanover, and I can't be Kennedy.
Womp womp.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Hannah from Harvard.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Also, her daughter and her friend are in the car. What are their names?
Their names are Gemma and Bo.
Gemma and Bo?
Yep.
They're going to camp. You know, I have to ask.
You have to ask.
Will there be archery at camp today?
Will there be archery at camp today?
No.
No archery at camp?
That's a bummer.
What about lawn darts? Do you guys play lawn darts still?
Hannah, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. Question number 1. Lawrence Fishburne, celebrating his 63rd birthday today. He played Morpheus in the Matrix movies. Now, when Morpheus offers Neo 2 pills, one that will bring him back to a simulated life and one that keeps him in the real world, what 2 colors are those pills?
Red and green.
Kevin Costner wants you to stop calling Horizon a passion project. Kevin left his role as John Dutton on which hit TV show to film Horizon, his passion project?
Yellowstone.
Rolling Stone magazine called the Hawk to a girl a Gen Z Dolly Parton. Huh?
That's a stretch.
Which megastar recently covered Dolly's song Jolene for their album Cowboy Carter?
Miley Cyrus. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hold on.
You want to switch it?
Yes.
To
Beyonce.
The Paris Olympics are underway and the United States leads the overall medal count with 20. Which country is in second with 16? Is it France, China, or Japan?
Goodness, I just saw this morning too.
Well, then you know the answer somewhere in the recesses of your brain.
I saw it this morning too. That's why it's a question.
I'm going to say China.
Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny, had a major health scare last week when imaging showed she might have a brain aneurysm. She said she spent 4 days thinking it was a death sentence and it really changed her perspective on life. Luckily, neurologists gave her the all clear. What is Jelly Roll's real first name?
Oh, man. Do you guys know what Jelly Roll's real first name is? No? I'm going to say Chris.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, Kennedy.
Hello.
Hi, welcome back.
Thanks.
So we have Hannah and Gemma and Bo. They got 2 out of 5 correct, I believe. Is that right?
2 is correct.
2 is it.
All right. Well done, guys.
Yeah, these are hard. These are hard. Are you ready, Kennedy?
I am.
Lawrence Fishburne, turning 63 today, played Morpheus in the Matrix movie, and he offered Neo 2 pills. What color were they? What colors?
Red and blue.
Yes, red and blue, not red and green.
Oh.
1-0. Kevin Costner wants you to stop calling Horizon a passion project. Kevin Costner left his role as John Dutton on which hit TV show to film Horizon?
Yellowstone. Should we just call it a bad movie?
His passion project. 2-1. Rolling Stone magazine called the Hawk to a girl a Gen Z Dolly Parton.
False.
Which megastar recently covered Dolly's song Jolene for their album Cowboy Carter?
Beyonce.
3-2. Question number 4. The Paris Olympics are underway and the United States leads the overall medal count with 20. Which country is in second? It's a multiple choice, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
France, China, or Japan?
France.
4-2. Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny, had a major health scare last week when imaging showed she might have a brain aneurysm. Thankfully, neurologists gave her the all clear. What is Jelly Roll's real first name?
You know, I don't know.
Jason.
Jason.
Mm-hmm. Jason is the correct answer. 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy.
Woo-hoo.
It's as if you're pretty good at this pop culture stuff. Hannah, I have some good news for you, though. Even though you don't win the cash, you have won yourself 4 tickets to Def Leppard and Journey. And oh, by the way, Steve Miller Band is going to be there August 5th at Fenway Park. Brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. How about that?
Oh my gosh, that's great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's going to be a party. Have a great time at that show.
Thank you.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Hannah, Gemma, and Bo from Harvard, and we can't be Kennedy.
Bye, Gemma. Bye, Bo.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.